Hello, dear viewers. George from Ireland. Welcome back to the channel. I'm afraid it's some very worrying news, but it's not unexpected. It was trailed for a very long time. It's anticipated that a vote will be coming up in the UK Parliament, but it's only applied to England and Wales. And this will be about the Abortion Act 1967. And certain parliamentarians, particularly Tonia Antoniazzi, who represents a seat in Wales for Labour. She wants to add an amendment to the Crime and Policing Bill, which will say it will be no crime to murder a child who is 9 months of age, gestationally. This child could even be beyond that because babies live in utero occasionally beyond that, 9 months and one day and 2 days and 3 days and a week or something like that. So there's no question that such a child is a fully formed baby, is entirely capable of living outside the womb. But Miss Antoniazzi and others would have us believe that such a girl and boy is not a human being at all, or at least is not alive, almost as though he or she is an organ of the mother's body, equivalent to a cancerous growth or a wart, something like that. No, humans are human. It ought to go on without saying. So it's just unscientific to pretend that these people are not people. And this is what génocidaires always do. They say they don't count. They're subhuman. They're lice or they're rats or whatever. They liken them to vermin. And often I've heard, abortionists say that children are parasites. Well, they're not, because a parasite is always in another organism, not on an organism of the same species, and that kind of thing. And, the mother and father have chosen to create this child. So the mum and dad maybe didn't want to create a child, but they chose to have sex. And everybody knows that can lead to a baby. Even if they use contraception, contraception is not absolutely fail-safe. Sterilization, I've never heard of it failing in the case of a woman. In the case of a man, with the safest method, the chance of a child being conceived is 1 in 4 million over a lifetime. So this is part of the war on children. No, say no, save children. Obviously, the law is horrific as it is, and people like her and Stella Creasy want to make it even worse. What about child protection? And Stella Creasy say, oh, women have to be able to control their own bodies. I totally agree, but that doesn't include murder, does it? Somebody else, her daughter, her son, is somebody else, is not her own body, is inside the mother's body, is connected to the mother's body, but is a separate body, which is precisely why the baby might be male, or the daughter or son could have different eye color, hair color, blood group, whatever from the mother, is a distinct person. Is a unique individual with his or her own, DNA, with his or her own fingerprint, footprint, palm print, everything which makes him or her a separate person and individual, which is why the mother could die and they might be able to save the child on time. And I think it's so some of these deadly poisons which are used to murder children are also used to kill adults in sufficient dosage. Now, so Stella Creasy has her view, and if she believes that ripping off human limbs and leading someone to bleed to death is a good thing, she may do it to herself, but she's got no right to impose this on other people. Well, I'm not doing it. I'm only allowing choice. Choice to do what? Choice to murder, okay? It's never the baby's choice. We know that no one would ever choose this. So babies are too young to know what's going on. Yeah, which behoves us to defend them and not to say, well, then, if somebody wants to do violence to this child, let's say, okay, it's not better. If it's the mother father, it's an aggravating factor if you do it to your own child, not a mitigating factor. And really, this is nothing to do with healthcare. If the mother's life really is at risk, everyone would say that abortion is permissible. We're told if it's even her mental health, stress her out a bit. Well, that's not a sufficient reason to kill a totally innocent person. What have you stressed me out? What have I stressed you out? My goodness. So it's sick, is very, very worrying. And there are all these non sequiturs they advance. This comes from the Offence Against the Person Act 1861. Oh, it's a 19th century law. Well, so what? That also is about the murder of adults, is about all sorts of violent crimes, is about rape. Just because it's in the 19th century doesn't automatically make it wrong. Or so the Abortion Act 20th century, is that wrong because it's 20th century? Fine, repeal it. We'll go back to the Offences Against the Person Act and save children, save kids. That could have been you. You could have been the girl or boy in utero who was in the firing line. So it's very, very worrying. So Ms. Antoniazzi said the police cannot be trusted, the abortion law or the criminal prosecution service or the wider criminal justice system. Well, I agree, but in a different sense. Obviously, they don't act vigorously enough. And sometimes people investigate, they find it upsetting. Tough. Investigations are often upsetting. They're not tended to be nice. We shouldn't try to make them upsetting, but that's it. We've got to find the truth. We've got to save children. So does that mean we can never investigate anything like the murder of adults or rape or kidnapping because it's unpleasant for those under investigation who sometimes turn out to be innocent? The Crown Prosecution Service, well, I agree, like they can't be trusted. They should prosecute more often. And she says just want open season on children, that girls and boys should be murdered in huge numbers. It's absolutely staggering. They have the nerve to call it care. Care. Think what care is about. Care is keeping people safe, is saving people, is reducing suffering, is being nice and gentle, which is the polar opposite of abortion, which is torturing little children to death. That's exactly what it is. It is the ultimate child abuse. It's sick that this society, that any society should tolerate. It's got absolutely no place in every civilized society. I'm sorry to say that many societies are savage in this regard. It is cruelty beyond belief. It's absolutely vile and revolting. And no one has the right to impose their murderous urges on little children. And so we go on. So that Nicola Packer deserved no sympathy whatsoever, and is obviously a travesty that she was acquitted. She is as guilty as can be, and she'll be serving a very long sentence indeed. So, Stella Creasy, she has the temerity to say this is a human right. The murder of a child is a human right. Life is a human right. Murder is not. Wow. It's staggering. It's sickening. Well, she's the most evil woman going. Who calmly, quietly say that murder is okay, that these people are not human beings at all. So when people commit genocide, as I say, they dehumanize their victims, they liken them to filthy animals. They say it's about hygiene or health or whatever, that they're a plague. And that's what's happening now, what's playing out before our very eyes. And of course, the abortion industry is licking its lips to do this. The media is obviously giving way more time to the abortion industry and not those who would actually want to defend children. So save kids. You could be the one who's head of the chopping block. And I know that they have their limbs ripped off, they're left to bleed to death, they have their spines broken and so on. Goodness. And even when they attempt to murder this child in utero and he or she comes out alive, injured, there's no attempt to save her or him. So even though the saving the child would have no negative effect on the mother's health whatsoever, abortionists say, no, don't save the child, which proves yet again, this is absolutely no connection to maternal health. Because you could save this baby and it could not possibly have a negative impact on the mother's health. By the way, because any pregnant woman is already a mother, she already has a baby, a uterus, anyone in the uterus, an embryo is a baby, a fetus is a baby. And incidentally, I'm not against abortion. I'm absolutely pro-choice in the abortion of rats or gerbils. Or dolphins, or any other species, is only human embryos, is only human fetuses, because they are human beings. Fetus is a little one. I was a fetus. I was an embryo. I was human then. I'm human now. I cannot ever have been anything any other than a human being. So stop violence against children. It is sadism. It is absolutely repugnant. How can anybody with any conscience be in favor of this? So what happens if we outlaw this? Yeah, I know. We save an awful lot of kids. People might be more careful about contraception. People might get sterilized, stuff like that. Okay, we can't afford children. In the 19th century, the average woman had six children. We're far, far richer now, but people can't afford one. We can, of course. All right, your lifestyle might not be quite so extravagant, but of course we can afford them. It's just no argument. Even in the richest country in the world, abortionists still want this. Even for the richest person in the world, it's nothing to do with wealth. So save kids. Stop the mass murder of children. Children are human too. I mean, this is far fouler than even the worst paedophile, what people would propose. And obviously, paedophilia is a revolting crime. Stop the murder of children. Sometimes they are murdered through hypoxia, cutting them off of oxygen. Various other methods are used. If Stella Creasy wants to do this to herself, she can go knock herself out, but don't impose it on children. Goodness. Okay, do what you can to save kids.